Blog Talk Radio. Exposed.
Mike Q.
hold it. Hold it. Mary, House of Escada presents Mission Possible Houseball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sten Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible Houseball, for detailed information. Overall Father Tony Petrucci and Mother Kiki Carson present the first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Mini grants include 250 Butch Queen Face, the Extraterrestrial, 500 Open to All Performance, the Showstopper, 500 Butch Queen Runway, Junkyard Board, 500 Team Sex Siren, Sports Couple of the Year, 500 Female Figure Face, the Leading Lady, 1,500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, Artist of the Century, as well as $1,000 to the house with the most points. The first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 p.m. Location, the Holiday Inn, Buffalo Downtown, 620 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Admission, $20. Tables, $100. This ball has been created for the people, by the people. Hosted by Mother and Father WNY, Mother Kiki Carson, and overall Father Tony Petrucci. For any details and information, contact Kiki Carson and Tony Petrucci on Facebook or visit the event page for detailed information. Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boys versus Schoolboys versus Executives versus Legends. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m. LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl Space. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spade tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want.
The Controversial.
Was not here as a friend of yours, he's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of mine, name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the trill beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time. How is everybody doing in the chat room? How is all my girls doing that's on the phone lines? How y'all doing? We are live on the air, honey. Let me go and get my co-host, honey, so we can get this motherfucking madness motherfucking started, honey. She don't need no introduction. Y'all know who she is.
You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don't see we got that right one in the club. Always the flyest, always got her hands the highest. She stopped drinking Diet Coke, she on that Coke diet. She bat her eyelids, that girl is so wired. I know she's so tired, but ooh, she on fire.
I miss now.
You already motherfucking know.
Yes, we already know, honey. It's the icon. He's in the airport in Las Vegas where I just came from, honey, and he's waiting for his flight back to Washington, D.C. It's the overall father himself. Y'all know who he is.
Everybody put your drinks in the air.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks
up. Let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
yo,
up.
Yo.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know why.
Rodney.
What's going on? What's going on?
Okay. It's our sister from another mother, honey, all the way from the West Coast. It's the legendary, divine, international Chanel.
Crazy, cause the beat's like, oh, whoa, Yes, what's up?
What's going on?
Oh, baby.
Baby, 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 Addy. Okay. Baby.
Ooh.
Well, let's get into the motherfucking madness, honey. Well, I don't know. Rodney, because you was in Vegas before me, Rodney. So please, Rodney, take it away, Rodney. Rodney?
Uh-oh.
Rodney?
Probably ran back to the slot machine.
The airport in Vegas has horrible service.
Yeah, I put it on mute so the announcements can be heard. I got some videos on Thursday afternoon. Back to my hotel, checked in and everything. Then went over to the hotel to see who's in town, meet up with Caesar and Corey and everything like that. And so Thursday night was, it was a light fare. It was okay. We had a good time with Vito, hanging out with Vito. Birthday shout out to Vito. His birthday was over the weekend, so definitely thanks and a big shout out to Vito for his hospitality over the weekend as well. It was pretty okay. It wasn't a lot of people there on Thursday because it's the first night, but I was on vacation, so I wanted all the fun. I wanted to experience everything. Then Friday, we went, hung out again. Went gamble, lost a little few $100. Went hung out at the Mirage again because my hotel was across the street from the Mirage, so it was convenient. Went and hung out again. Went to the club on Friday night. It was a few more people there. It was getting there. I was like, okay, it might be something. But as opposed to last year, where Friday was definitely already off the chain, it was a little light compared to last year as well. Saturday, I woke up ready to go see Tamar and Tammy, but I decided that I want to stay in and gamble. So I gambled at the hotel. I won about $200. Then I went back upstairs and went to sleep. Everybody told me it was okay. They were having positive and negative views on Tamar and her performance. But, she's pregnant, so I didn't expect much, and she don't really have any songs out, so I really didn't expect much. Sunday was the I'll stop there then because I'll let you go into all that other stuff. But Saturday, I had fun just gambling, actually experiencing Vegas like I wanted to, just drinking all day, all night, and gambling. So I did that. And Saturday and Sunday we'll go into that with you, Kelly.
Okay. Well, I got a Friday, and and I debated about going to Vegas. Okay, I booked my ticket two times, and I canceled it two times on Friday because I really wasn't feeling going to Vegas. So I got up Saturday morning, and I was like, you know what? My brother really wants me to come out here to Vegas, so. Bitch, let me just get up and go do what I gotta do. Okay, so my ticket was booked again for Saturday night for the last flight. I went and got my nails and my feet and everything done. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna hit it to Vegas. I got to Vegas, bitch. I was so over it, bitch. I've been listening to people talk about, oh, the cabs is going to serve you. Don't take a cab. Just take the shuttle bus. I was so over it, bitch. I got off the plane about 9 o'clock Saturday night, bitch. I didn't get to the hotel till about 11 o'clock, bitch. That shuttle bus took me all through motherfucking Vegas to every fucking hotel driving people off. I should have just got in a fucking cab for $30 listening to the girls and only spending $7 getting on that shuttle bus. I was so over it. Got to the hotel, had to get dressed, and had to take a shower real quick, get dressed, and hit it to the club. So we go to the club, and we're just sitting there at the club, and I'm seeing everybody is coming in the club, and everybody, they're giving the grade of, oh, girl, last night was horrible, the night before was horrible. It was only like 40, 50 people in the club. I hope tonight be cute in the club. This is Saturday night. And so, in the club, it was cute. And then the girls came, and the girls fell in on Saturday night. It was really packed. It was cute. I want to say I heard that Mexican Joe is supposed to be calling into the show tonight also, so we welcome Mexican Joe to definitely call into the show tonight, but I did not like the Tamar. Her performance, when I tell you, her performance was nasty. The bitch, she got vocals, she could definitely sing, it was definitely cute. But her attitude overall for somebody that's being booked and being hired to do a job, if you're pregnant, if when you got booked for this job and you wasn't knocked up by Vince, okay, baby, when you got knocked up, you should have told them that you couldn't do the engagement anymore, because her attitude was just so fucking horrible, okay? This bitch was giving, she was feeling like, bitch, she was a Beyonce, bitch. You're not a fucking Beyonce, bitch, okay? And her attitude was so nasty, she didn't want to really take pictures with the girls like she was supposed to. That was supposed to be in her contract. Vince had to make her get up and take pictures with the girls. I think she took about 8 or 10 pictures with the girls. And, you know, some people, she let some people come in her section and take pictures with her. But her attitude overall was really nasty. It was bitch.com. And I didn't see it, honey, okay? She was giving too much. Like, she was out there, bitch. You only got a single, bitch. And your next single is about to drop on Friday, okay? You're not that. Okay, but Miss Tammy Rowland, Roman, I could definitely say, bitch, she was definitely down to earth. She definitely mingled with the girls. Miss Thing, she let the girls come in her section, sit there, take pictures with her and everything. And she was just, you know, a real bitch about the whole motherfucking situation. That was definitely money well spent by Joe. So congratulations to that. But besides that, and the club was really cute. It was interesting, and you know, and I got my life in the club. I really enjoyed myself in the club overall, honey. So that was cute. Then we went back to the hotel. And then we chilled and we gambled and stuff. I lost money, bitch. I lost so much money, bitch. Okay, bitch. It was a mess, mistake. I was over it. But on another thing with Tamar, I see why her sisters don't fuck with her like that on Braxton's Family Value, because she's really a motherfucking bitch, just like on that motherfucking show. Okay? So then we went back to the hotel and we chilled and everything, and it was cute. And then we got up Saturday. Sunday, I met up with Rodney and Marcus and everybody, and we was gambling, playing poker, and playing all these different other games and stuff in the casino. It was really cute. And so then I'm sitting at the table, and I'm asking everybody, well, what time do y'all think that, you know, the ball is going to start? They said the ball is going to start at LSS is going to start at 7. The ball is going to start at 8. Well, the girls gave the ray, well, child, for the last 2 years, they never started on time. The ball never started on time. So the ball's not going to start until about 9, 10 o'clock, because that's what time it usually starts and everything. And so, you know, I was downstairs still at the table. I got a call from my sister Kool-Aid, and she was like, you got to come upstairs and start getting ready because they want me to be at the ball. So I went upstairs to the room, and I got myself together and got all dolled up and got Viva La Glam for Vegas, honey. Got on the motherfucking party bus and got all the way to the fucking ball, bitch, and pulled up in front of the ball on the party bus, and Mexican Joe got on the bus and gave the ball is canceled. It's only 40 people here, so the ball is canceled. I really don't understand how do you cancel a ball because it was only 40 people there. You didn't cancel the party on Thursday, or you didn't cancel the party on Friday when it was only 40, 50 people in there. You didn't cancel that. So why would you cancel the ball? And so the girls were just like engagnacious that like the ball was canceled. And it was a lot of ball girls out there that came from far and there to take and walk these categories and everything. And it's not like these categories was just like just bring it categories. These categories that the girls had to put money in to for effects and everything, and it was just like the girls was really gagging. And so then they gave the very the ball is going to be after the black party at Club Act, and if Joe meets the ball guarantee that they was going to have the ball there. Then so I said, okay, well, you know what? I'm not sitting here at this club, baby. This club is not giving me what I want. I didn't come out here to Vegas just to go to clubs and, you know, and gamble and lose my money and stuff. So I went back to the hotel. I gambled some more, and I lost some more money, and I was over it, honey. And so then it was like around 2:30, 2:45. I went upstairs. I gave the ready, you know what? Let me change my beat, put on a new beat. Put on this. I'm gonna go back to this ball. I'm not getting dressed up this time. I'm going very Banshee Khan. So I get to the room and I get dressed and everything. And so then I'm with my two daughters and they get the right. Come on, let's go up to Jack's room because Jack got all the boys upstairs in his room. So I go upstairs to Jack's room, and as soon as I get upstairs to Jack's room, they get the very that the club was shut down because they got people. I don't understand this, that people were smoking weed in the club, and they got girls on tape doing coke in the bathroom, so they closed the club down. They wasn't having it. And so I was gagging like, bitch, I just put on a fresh new beat and a whole new outfit and everything to go to this ball. Like, what the fuck, bitch? And so everybody came downstairs, and it was just everybody was just in the lobby, and, I mean, in the casino of the hotel. All, like, the ball girls were just in the casino of the hotel, and everybody was gagging that the ball, it wasn't going to happen. And then they said, okay, well, they're going to the after hours, and the ball is going to happen at the after hours. The ball is definitely going to happen at the after hours. Then, I'm not going to say who, but somebody got a text from Mexican Joe saying, I'm not going to the after hours. It's not going to happen. And so the girls were just sitting there, and the girls were just gagging and just in the lobby and everything, and the girls were just gagging. I got to give a big shout-out. This is my first time. I have spoken to him before, but it was my first time actually sitting down and having a conversation with him and Kiki and Exotic Mugalia. Big shout-outs to him. Big shout-outs to Antonio Blonde and Connie. Me and him had conversations and everything. Big shout-out to Mother Didi Chanel. She looked fabulous. And all the girls, Michelle Stacks, Tashay Khan, bitch, all the girls looked so good in the lobby of the fucking hotel, just sitting around. We did a bunch of aftermaths and everything, but the girls really looked good, and the girls came out to party, but there was no fucking ball, and I'm just, like, utterly gagging, bitch, that, you know, I went all the way to Vegas and lost all this money and went for clubs, bitch. I could have clubbed here in New York City, bitch. It was horrible, honey, okay? Yes, yes, to the listener in the chat room, I should have stayed home. I should have went with my first instinct when I canceled my ticket twice and just stayed the fuck home. That's what I should have did. But overall, bitch, overall, I give the weekend, honey, and to Mexican Joe, and to Mexican Joe also, and I heard that they sold 120 VIP tickets. With those VIP tickets, it came admission to get into the ball. So the money was already, people already had paid to get into the ball. I wonder what's going to happen with all of those people that paid for these VIP tickets to get into the ball, and it was no ball because they didn't get no refund. Are they going to get a refund or something for these people that paid to get into the ball? Because these people had already paid to get into the ball whatever time they got there. And if you knew you had two events going on back-to-back, you should, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. But we need to talk to Mexican Joe and get to the bottom of this, because the girls that had those VIP tickets was really gagging, honey. And then I heard at the beginning when Thursday came, they had the 12-ounce cups on the bus on Thursday, and they said as the weekend went along on the VIP bus, the cups went from the 12 ounces down to the 3-ounce cups. Honey, and I was trying to figure out when we was on the bus on Sunday, why was they giving little 3-ounce cups of top shelf liquor, honey, and you drank the shit one time, bitch, you swallow it down and it's gone. But then all the workers that was getting on the bus, bitch, they still had the 12-ounce big red cups. The girls was gagging, the people was upset. We need to talk to Mexican Joe about this. What's going on, Joe? Honey, they would say, and you know what kills me with a lot of these girls? A lot of girls have a lot to say off camera, but then when you put the camera on the girls don't want to say nothing. The girls was getting ready. Mexican Joe ran a Ponzi scheme on the girls this year. That's what they was giving.
Okay, wait. Now, come on.
That's what they was giving, sister. Now, what's take?
Okay, as one of the hosts of this ball, let me go ahead and give my version of it. Because I've worked with this ball 3 years in a row so far, and you guys have to understand, every year Joe goes out of his way and pays extra for this venue. This ball has happened for the same time every year, and every year the girls come late. So this particular year, he decided he was not going to pay all that extra money for people to come to this ball late. It's not fair to him. When he puts out the correct time was on all the flyers, on all the promotion. It was definitely out there. So no, the ball, like I said, it was from, but the venue opened at 3, the ball was from 4 to 9, so, which is more than enough time. If you can't get to a venue on time, what do you expect? Mind you, it could have went to 11, but mind you, people were just coming at 9:15. There was less than 40 people in there. That's why he decided to close it, because all we would have got to do was start savings, and the club was going to close. The owner of the club was going to shut it down. That was the end of the timing. So it was no use. He did not collect any more money at the door. It was no use to let people in just to do start a statement, which would have turned into mayhem. Everybody already knows you would let all those people in there just start statements and everybody would have been ready to fight. So, it, you know, as a promoter, you guys have to understand from his point of view, he did what was business savvy. You know what I mean? It was either come out the pocket more than you already have, and you have to think about it. That venue was plush. It had stage. It had decoration. It had lighting. It had special effects. So all those things cost money. The DJ, security, the club, all that cost money for less than 40 people to be at the door. This man lost a lot of money. He ain't no Ponzi scheme, no shit of the sort. He lost plenty of money at all. And just as with that other party when there was only 40 people in there, that venue and the DJ and everything else and the bar guarantee, it still has to be paid, whether it's 40 people or 4,000 people in there. It still has to be taken care of. So we have to take these types of things into consideration. When you're dealing with a person like Joe that's giving you that much, the second person can show up and enjoy it. That's the problem. Girls were out on time. We all would have had a grand time had we all been there no later than 5, because the venue was sitting there just waiting for us to come on in. But it was in the DJ, everything was sitting there ready. So the only thing that was missing was the crowd. We cannot blame Joe for ourselves not showing up on time. I brought my ass all the way from Los Angeles out there. I got out there, got dressed, and this was the result. And you know, and everybody knows, that's something that's not even supposed to be done on my behalf, but I made sure that I was there to do my part as well. So it was disappointing, yes it is, but we cannot blame this man or the promoters or be angry about it, because if you're upset about what didn't happen at the ball, be upset with yourself for not showing up when fire asked you to show up, when they said from the top between six, which would have been more than enough time for that ball to go on and end by 9 or 11. That's what I have to say about it. And like I said, this man took plenty of money. It was more than enough. He bust. I mean, how many ballparks will party bus you, give you free alcohol, put you on a bus from the hotel to the venue, and you have a plush venue, and you have a plush drink, stage lighting, the whole nine. I don't know that ball that ever gives you that much.
Sister, are you in the chat
room?
Devon, are you in the chat room?
No, I'm not in the chat room.
Oh, well, you need to get in the chat room, because these girls in the chat room is letting you have it. Okay.
Well, they can let themselves have it, because the bottom line is, if you wasn't on time, then you didn't get the experience, honey. It's just the show does go on, and that's just unfortunate, you know what I mean? And I just feel bad. I really don't feel like people, you know, I'm disappointed that the ball didn't happen myself, definitely. But in the same way, we cannot blame Joe, Rico, Jamie, myself, or Temple to Touch, because all the information was out there. So, and since you guys can type very well in the chat room and you're very literate and you can read, you should have read the motherfucking flyer. How about that?
Miss Snow, your opinion on everything?
Nothing,
what's up?
I know you're
living
there.
Who's
fucking
running
over there?
How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Miss Snow?
Girl, I stay home, shit.
Oh. Chill. Well,
with the ball and stuff, I have a difference. I mean, I'm two sides on this. I think to some people, they still felt like the ball should have went on with the 30 or 40 people that were there. And for the people who would missed the category, then they would have had so much to read about, of course. But they really couldn't, because they wasn't there on the runway when their category was called, and that would have been the next complaint that the girls would have gave. Oh, well, they could have had the category up, or they wanted to start early so they wouldn't give out the money. I mean, it would have been anything. You get to this every ball, every time. They have to realize Joe is not a ballroom promoter. He's a promoter of a ball, which is a time-consuming event, which is sort of like a two-sided story with that. I'm a ball walker, so I understood that the people wasn't there, and you know, somebody who wanted to walk for money, I'm like, okay, well, bitch, call the categories, So you can get this out of it. Only two people to walk. Only two people to walk.
And that's the same thing I feel, baby. If they would have got on the mic, baby, and they would have started calling the category, did Legislative the Stars with the 40 people that was there and started calling the category, the girls would have fell up in there, baby. If Legislative the Stars would have started, like they said, at 7 o'clock, baby, the girls would have started falling up in there by 9 o'clock. The girls would have been up in there, and they would have had enough time to do whatever they could have done. At least they would have done what they could have done until 11 o'clock, and then it would have been over. And then, you know, the girls wouldn't have had that much to read about. But the girls definitely have a lot to read about now because the ball was canceled altogether. And it not even Legislative Statements of Stars was called at 7 o'clock like it was supposed to be called. And it was 40 people there.
Okay, well, that's truth in that. I agree with that to a certain extent. Yeah, I agree with that to a certain extent. But as a ball promoter, we all know that we want to try to start our punches once everybody's in there. So it's like people always hold your ball hostage by not showing up on time. And anybody that throws a ball, you know that feeling of when you're looking around like, oh, my God, it's 11 o'clock and it's only this such and such people here. Everybody wants to make an entrance. Everybody wants to be grand. And you know how that is to have that feeling of holding up, you know, of holding the whole, you know, they're holding up the whole train because you don't want to start without a prominent amount of people in there. Everybody knows that feeling. Now, whether it should have been canceled, you know, or not, maybe not. Yeah, maybe it should have gone on with the 40 people that was there. But at the end of the day, we can't really get, like I said, you can't really get angry because the people weren't there.
Good, honey. I was mad, honey. I was mad because I wasted a dress. But I will definitely be wearing that dress again because all I did was an aftermath in that dress. So I will be wearing her again. So, girls, when y'all see her again, bitch, y'all gonna see her in the aftermath. So when y'all see her again, please don't read because there was not no function and my brother wanted me to do an aftermath. So I did, not an aftermath, but in the mix. So I did it in the mix. So please do not read me when y'all see me with that dress on probably again this weekend if I decide to go out this weekend. Okay, hold on.
So you said the one upstairs. You know the one upstairs because you did it at the hotel. So the one upstairs.
No, he wouldn't let me. I wanted to go upstairs and and change, honey. But he wouldn't let me go upstairs. Honey, okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got a bunch of callers. 843-330. You're live on the air.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you for the list. Can you please press 1 and take your hand, take yourself out of queue, please? Okay, the next caller we have is 443-509. You're live on the air.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
I need to know. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, I forgot. Let me take my hand down.
Okay. Okay, the next caller we have is 404-789. You're live on the air. 404-789. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone, honey. Well, anybody out there that's on the phone lines, if y'all have, you know, if it was any functions or anything, any place else across the country or anything this weekend, feel free to definitely press 1 and call in here and give us the tea. If anybody's out there, honey, and y'all want to talk about what happened in Vegas, honey, you know, definitely call in and I'll press 1 because a lot of the girls that wasn't on camera was really upset and, you know, what happened, they said what happened in Vegas will not stay in Vegas this year, honey. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
I have a question. So if you had a ball, were all of the entertainers there or were they not there?
Well, both of the commentators was there, and it was about 40 or 50 people in the building.
But the people who was actually running for the ball, were they there?
Well, I don't understand what you mean.
Like, if you have the ball, if you're going to have the ball, and you say you're waiting for people to show up, but if you have all of the contestants that's going to be a part of the ball and the ball should have went on, if the contestants...
No, everybody that was going to be a part of the ball wasn't there. It was about 40 or 50 people that was there, whether they was walking. I don't know if they was people that was walking or people that were spectating, but it was people that was there already and the commentators was there. But Joe felt that it wasn't an adequate enough amount of people there at that point in time. I think it was about 8:45. It wasn't an adequate enough amount of people there at that time for him to proceed on with the ball, so the ball was canceled.
Mm. I think the ball should.
Because I don't look at it like that, Kelly. If you have 120, 150 VIP passes already paid for, that means out of those people you have at least 50 or so, 50 people that are able. I just give it a guesstimate. You already have 50 people that's already paid.
Yeah, you already have those people that's already paid, because I heard it was about 120 VIP passes that were sold. So all of those people already had paid entry into the ball prior to even coming to Vegas already. So you already guaranteed those people was going to come, whether they was going to come or not. It was already paid for those people to come to the ball.
Right.
So, but I don't know, honey. Maybe we'll get Mexican Joe here on the line and, you know, and we can hear his take to everything, honey. Or we get Rico or Josh or Jamie to call in here, and you know, and hear their side to the story. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. If you want to talk again, just press one.
So, Delon.
Hold on, Ronnie. We got three more callers. Hold on. Keisha, you're live on the air.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Keisha.
What's going on? I haven't seen you in a while, no. Kelly. I got two comments. My first comment is, I think now when promoters who are throwing a ball, there should be a clause saying, because it's not fair when you spend all your money to travel, when you spend your money for your outfits, and to get to a venue and it's canceled, it's not fair to those who will spend over $500 to $1,000. I think that there should be a clause or anything within the promoter where they have to sign a contract saying if this amount of people at the ball should still go on, because it's not really fair that you spent all this money and the ball is canceled. And there were people that were actually there. So to cancel the ball, that's not really fair to those who have spent all this money to go to this ball. My personal opinion.
I agree. I mean, I'm gagging too. I spent money to get
and
out
Kelly,
of there.
You're very vocal. Kelly, you're very vocal. I think you should get with the Alliance, and there should be
I feel that way too. You know why I feel that way? Because I could see for the people that didn't buy the VIP passes and the ball was canceled and everything, if the categories was just bring it categories. But the categories was not just bring it, and I voiced this when I did my In the Mix. I voiced this. The categories was not just bring it categories. These girls, it was a fairy tale ball. So these girls had to really go in. These girls had to really go in for these effects. These effects was not cheap that these girls had to get for these effects. So that's why I feel that, you know, what it was.
And my second comment is, I got a question, Kelly. I've been looking at these performances, these female figure performers. On YouTube and tapes and balls. And I don't know what the fuck is going on, but some of y'all judges are letting these girls get through and they look a mess. And it's not fair that I'm seeing these people not get five elements. They get maybe two or three good elements and they get through. And I'm like, what the fuck? Questions, concerns, comments, opinions? Thank you.
So, well, I'm asking you something, Keisha. I'm going to put you on the spot. Kelly and I, we do judge ball, and you're very vocal when it comes to stuff like that. Could you give us the last take?
Ronnie, stop, Ronnie. Don't go there. No. I'm going to tell you why. Because those are some of these kids, and I know the mother and the fathers, and I'm not trying to cause no controversy.
Okay,
I've just been looking at these tapes recently, and they're letting these girls get through, and they look a mess. And Kelly, I know you agree with me.
Keisha, I had y'all hold for a minute because I was on the other line. I'm so sorry. Somebody had called me on the other line, honey, and I was on the other line. But, you know, the girls, I don't know, but, you know, it's just a lot, honey. But, you know, I think Joe's going to make it up to the girls.
I think so as well. I'm thinking.
I know Joe's going to make it up to the girls.
I'm thinking either, I don't know, I mean, me and, you know, me and Jack already did the categories for the Legends Ball. They're already done, but we may just switch and take the grand prize categories and stuff that people have paid a lot of money for and go ahead and induct them into the Legends Ball so people's things don't go to waste, that they want to come back and still have their things. I'm not sure, I'm not definite, I'm not making that a must, but I'm going to see if Joe wants to do that, and I'll ask, and we can work on that, because I mean, I do feel for these people going out there, you know, spending their money as well. It's not really, I mean, it hurts on both sides. It hurts as a promoter, and it hurts as a person coming to these balls, and you're spending your money to get in here, and you're spending your money to get to the stage, to get your things together. I mean, shit, I'm hurting as well. I went to a function, you know, paid all my way to get there, paid for my outfit, nails, hair, and everything, and didn't do anything as well. So it wasn't, and mind you, I haven't been, you know, it was nothing for me to do. And I can't even complain. I can't go look in the show like, okay, well, can you pay me because I'm going to... I mean, I feel for the people. I'm not being funny and just thinking that, you know, okay, well, too bad if you didn't get there on time, because I definitely understand that as well. But, you know, it's fucked up. It's really fucked up when people, you know, when shit goes this particular way. But you have to understand, these people, the venue's going to want more money to extend it to these late hours. You know what I mean? So it's like... You have to have understanding on both ends. Like, I definitely feel for the people that spent their money to get out there and have their things and shit. I'm one of them. Shit, that's money wasted of mine as well.
Well, Keisha, is that all you have to say, Keisha?
Ronnie's going to tell you what the second comment was. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Ronnie?
Oh, she said, she said, why do you continuously, as myself included, see these female figures performing, giving you about two or three elements and looking the fool as far as everything else, and we give them 10.
Because that's a new art form of Vogue.
Kelly, stop. Come on, catch you. I'm going to get you.
I'm being 100% honest with you. That's the new performance, Miss Thang. You bitch, you spin your hair, bitch. You dip, honey, and you throw your hands a couple of times, Miss Thang, because you really don't have hand performance. You really don't have full performance, Miss Thang, and they give you 10, Miss Thang. Or, bitch, you're not doing nothing at all, Miss Thang, and you do a nasty spin and dip and whip your hair, Miss Thang, and go into a dip, Miss Thang, and the whole crowd go up, Miss Thang, and they give you 10. That's performance now.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You ain't know that?
No.
Keisha, where you been at? You ain't know that's a new performance?
Kelly. It is.
Let me tell you something.
I know you've been funny.
I've been sitting on the sideline at Vogue nights and at the different rumbles and things, and I be wanting to go up to the kids or get on the microphone and tell the kids that the house parents and the leaders that's in their house, that's the older girls, need to teach these children all the elements. They need to teach these children how to vogue with their hand. I think if we go to a lot of these upcoming balls, if we don't have this 6-month ban, I think when they have the performance category, everybody that walks that performance category on their flyer, it should be that you have to get your 10s with hand performance and nothing else. A lot of the girls will not walk because a lot of these girls don't know hand performance. These girls don't have hands, so that's why they use everything else to cover up they lack thereof of what they have.
Okay, but I see what you're saying, Kelly. Everyone has their strong element and their weak element. And my thing is, whatever your weak element is, you make your strong element, you have to make your strong element more than what your weak element is. But my thing is, you don't do nothing at all. I mean, no type of element, or you can just do anything. That thing is at the top. I'm not saying you have to perfect every element, because everybody has a perfect element. There's a few that have that. There's a few performers that have excelled every element. I get that. But if you don't have a strong element, then that means the other four have to perfect. But I'm not saying two. Strong element, and all of the other three is like, okay, whatever, and you get by. That's not fair. And there are some kids who do all five.
anything that's getting on my nerves.
Is that all you had to say, Keisha?
Yeah, that was it. I'm putting you on hold.
Okay, hold on. Sit down, baby. I got you. Give me a minute. Okay, I just got here. Calm down. Hold on. I'm waiting for my computer is going. My computer is doing shows. We got some more callers, honey. I go to these callers as soon as this computer comes back up, honey. Chill, baby. Okay. I ain't never going to Vegas with my credit cards or nothing. Never again, honey. Baby. Okay. It's a mess.
But mind you, did you enjoy yourself is the question.
I enjoy myself at I enjoy myself in the casino and running around and stuff like that. I enjoy myself. I enjoyed
did
that.
And the other question is, did you appreciate the things that Joe did try to offer, even though some things failed? But did you understand that what he did try to, with the level of what he tried to put out there for us?
I appreciate it because of the way that those motherfucking those cab rides seemed to be bitch, and the way they was turning the bitch. I appreciate going, you know, having a ride all the way to that club because that club was far, okay? And the way those cab drivers was turning you out, bitch, lying to you and all types of shit, bitch, honey, okay? Bitch, telling me I was going down the block to the Flamingo Hotel, bitch, and my cab ride was motherfucking $12, honey. And then when I came out the hotel, when I came out the Flamingo at later on that night to go back to my room, bitch, I looked and my hotel was right down the block, and they took me all the way around, bitch. They were serving it, honey. Oh, look, we have a caller, but I'm trying to get this fucking computer to come back up. Hold on. The caller is 347-278. You're live on the air.
What up? This is Brooklyn. I really don't know how I get in the queue, but just want to give a shout out to everybody. I'm on my way to Escalitas tonight. You gonna be there, Kelly?
No, I'm not. I just walked in my door 10 minutes before the show, honey. After I get off this show, I'm getting in the shower when I'm going to bed.
All right. I'll holler at y'all later, though.
Okay. But if anybody else is on the phone lines or y'all got anything to say, feel free to, okay, hold on. 202-610, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Bishop.
What's up, Bishop?
I think everybody hit the casino. That's what happened.
Hey,
you said what?
I think everybody hit the casino. That's what happened.
Yeah, but everybody did hit the casino, but that ain't what happened, honey. Maybe the girls knew that the ball started late last year, so, bitch, they said, oh, it's going to start late again this year. That's what happened.
You know what, though? Some of them said, I got much more chance of winning money than winning the ball.
Right, because that's what happened. Because that's what everybody that I was talking to. That's why I didn't go upstairs and start getting ready until like 7 o'clock. And they said LSS was supposed to start at 7 o'clock. And I ain't go upstairs and start getting ready to 7 because all the girls was getting ready. Child, for the last 2 years, honey, they said the ball was gonna start at 7, 8 o'clock, and the ball didn't start until like 9, 10, 11. So child, that's what time they gonna start. So that's why I took my time.
I agree, but
we have to look at that. For the last 2 years, this man lost a lot of money because he had to extend this venue out over time and pay overtime to the DJs, the equipment holders, the stage, all that, because everything ended at a later time than they estimated. So, you know, he had to protect himself and protect his investment as well. Like, he can't keep doing that every year. Every year this man loses a lot of money trying to make us happy. You know what I mean? So, I mean, in a way, it's a lesson learned, but it's unfair.
Yeah, he does lose a lot of money every year. He does lose a lot of money every year. But now, Devon, I think that he's going to lose a lot of the ball girls coming now. Because now the ball girls are going to feel like, okay, I wasted my time last year. Well, why not come this year? So now he wasted money accommodating the girls. Now he's going to lose money because now the ballroom girls are going to feel like, you know, why should I go back out there when he did this to us last year?
I agree. It should be a clause.
Or it could be a lesson learned. Maybe next year we'll just try to push the ball back further. Or maybe I have a black party, you know what I mean, which might upset people, you know what I mean, or I have a black
baby,
party.
Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I'm going to be 100% honest. I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all, baby. I would have rather them had the ball than have that motherfucking black party. That motherfucking black party was fucking horrible. Okay, it was a fucking mess. It was a fucking mess. That shit seemed like we was at Cirque du Soleil, bitch, and they kept stopping the club and having all these performers come on the stage and performing because they trying to raise some money and shit. That shit was horrible. I'd have rather had the ball. The ball would have been better than that party was. That party was not cute at all.
Well, no, I mean, it's trial and error as well. You know what I mean? Like I said, you know, if you can continue to support this man and, you know, we work the blinks about the situation, I mean, the Vegas thing could turn out to be a very, very, you know what I mean? You know, you learn every year. Sometimes you learn some things are not going to work, and, you know, you got to go back and try again. But at the end of the day, I mean, sometimes it's about trial and error. We all know that. I mean, people that throw functions, you understand that, you know, sometimes you throw a function and it's not, you have no control over what happens. It just doesn't go the way that you expected or the way that you like it.
And you know what, Keith? You know what? I heard, man, there's so many people that told me that, man, they was going to this ball. They was going to the Vegas ball. Everybody kept saying, I'm going to the Vegas ball. Next thing I know, I hear this shit tonight. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I'm like, damn. I mean, come on. What's going on? You know, something went on. It had to be. Come on. You had just 50 people there? I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. And this
but you have to realize, and then plus they have to realize the ball was supposed to start at a certain time, and then they have to realize that people left from the club, and then after the club was over, people didn't go to sleep. They in Vegas, they partying and stuff, and, you know, people probably didn't wake up until like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We have to put all of that in accountability also.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I want to thank you for definitely calling in, Bishop.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah. Okay. The next caller we have is 646-464. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly, Devon, Rodney? This is Corey Allure.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, how are you?
Listening. I'm pretty good. I was listening. I'm kind of like new to like the whole chat room group that you have. But the whole thing is,
Hold on. When
Rodney and James threw the ball in D.C., what's the name ball? Rodney, this question is for you. Did you have the people there that you wanted there as far as the amount of people?
Rodney's in the airport. Rodney's in the airport in Vegas,
okay.
So his services going in and out.
But if I can recall correctly, Kelly, maybe you can answer this. Did Rodney and James have the amount of people that they wanted at their particular ball?
I don't think anybody besides Dante and Lisa had the amount of people that they wanted at their ball in D.C., but everybody else they still continued to have their ball.
And that's where I'm going with this. They continue to have the ball. So if you already pre-sold like 100-some-odd tickets, why would you cancel the ball when you know that it's going to be 100-some-odd people that already have tickets that's coming to your function? I don't think that no one should really be protecting that or trying to, like, you know, make excuses for Joe. Because at the end of the day, if you had the ball for the last 2 years, and then all of a sudden, now the third year or the fourth year that you're having the ball, people was like the previous years before, why now you want to cancel the function because they're late? This is what's going on. So why not you learn from your mistakes and you have it a little later this year because the previous years people have been late? You just don't cancel a ball when people have traveled from afar to come support you, and especially when you're not a ballroom person at all.
Are you looking for company, looking travel?
I think that's what happens. Like, you know, he felt like he had the power because it was his function. And even though you have ballroom people working with you, but you don't have the right to just cancel a ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not a ballroom person. He just canceled the ball. Had it been anybody else, I'm sure if Jackson didn't get the people that she had at her ball, the last ball that she had in D.C., Maryland area.
And then he has to realize by him just being the benefactor to the ball, that it doesn't fall bad on him. It falls bad on Divine and Rico and Jamie because their name is actually on the ball flyer. So when the girls come to attack, the girls is coming to attack those three people because their name is actually on the flyer. And this messes up their credibility in ballroom also.
You know what? I've been listening all night. To the other thing I want to know is what is this whole thing I'm hearing about a lot of people was boycotting the ball? So, like, it's that's why I have put, like, in the group, like, how many people, what they really expect them. Maybe you can answer this, Yvonne, because I heard that people were boycotting the ball in Vegas. So people wasn't really going to come to that ball anyway. So what's going on with that?
Well, what I heard, I don't know how much truth to the matter it is, but it was a rumor that the Italians were boycotting.
Hold on, Yvonne. Who is that clocking the date in the background?
Clocking what date?
Oh, my God, no.
Somebody is trying to see if they're looking for company or they're looking to get out. Who is that?
Coming right now.
Hold on. I don't know, honey. It's only us on the phone and Rodney in the airport.
Somebody just said you're looking for company and you're looking to get out.
Listen.
Chauncey, what's up with you? Get out of me.
We have a message from
somebody
who
is on the chat line.
Who is on the chat line? Wait.
Oh, what?
Keisha. Keisha, what you doing on the chat line, Keisha?
Miss Keisha.
Ooh. Keisha, because Keisha, my computer just came up, honey. Yeah, and Jasmine didn't have all the people she wanted at the ball, but she still gave out her 7,500, honey. Baby Keisha, you on the chat line?
Well, let me answer the question about the boycott.
Yeah, let her answer the question, Kelly.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so now what I heard about the boycott situation, I heard that, I don't know, like I said, I don't know how much truth in the matter is, so I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that the Ascanas might have been boycotting and that the Revlons were on a blackout, so they weren't going to be allowed to attend. So, I don't know how much, like I said, I don't know how much truth in the matter it was to that, because from what I heard, there were Escadas in Vegas that was from L.A. and whatever else. So, I don't know if they were going to attend the ball or just at the Vegas function, what have you, but, and there were Revlons in Vegas as well. So, it was rumored, but who knows how much truth to the matter that is, because the ball didn't happen, so we'll never know.
Right. Okay, but, I just feel bad for the people that flew out there, the people that came or drove out there who really wanted to have a good time and they wasn't able to.
I feel very bad. I mean, I'm one of those people. I spent like damn near almost 10 hours on the road. Up and back, it was horrible. It saddened me, but it's in the same thing. I can't be mad at this movie for not wanting to come out the pocket no more. I can't be angry with him like that.
Okay, thank you, caller, for definitely calling in.
All right, thank you. Have a good night.
Okay, hold on. 404-748, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? What's up, Rodney? What's up, Divine? What's up, Alexis?
What's going on?
Nothing much, just chilling.
Hey, Marcus.
Looks good. I'm happy I didn't spend my money going to Vegas, me and my father. I'm happy we decided to just wait to the VA Awards ball.
Kelly. Something is burning.
Kelly.
Hello? Yes.
Kelly. Are you going out tonight? You
want
to go
I'm
back
not.
Tonight?
No, I'm not. I just got back in town.
Oh damn.
Yeah, I'm not going anyplace, honey. I just got off the plane, honey, for being on the plane for 5 hours and 15 minutes. I'm about to take me a shower, honey, and lay it down and relax, honey. I need to recuperate, honey, and get my coins back and get my coins back together, honey. My coins are doing bad.
I have a question.
I hear that.
What do you think that? You know, being that, okay, this we already see that there's a problem. What do you think that if we were to do this again next year, what do you think things that we should change? Do you think that there shouldn't be a ball at a black party?
I don't think if he's gonna do the ball, he needs to either do the ball on Sunday and no black party after, have the ball on Sunday and then have an after party where, you know, after the ball is over and stuff. I don't think trying to do two events in the same day is going to be adequate
for that type of event, because you have to remember, this is Vegas. The people is out on Saturday. They didn't close the club until Saturday, until 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. Then after the club was over, you know, girls is full and everything. Girls are going to see their dates, and girls is going out to eat. The ones that's not high is going out to eat and whatever. So people's not getting to sleep until about 7, 8 o'clock that morning anyway. And then nobody's not waking up. Nobody's not waking up around, you know, 9, 10 o'clock, you know, starting their day over and they just going to sleep. People are not waking up until like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then y'all saying the doors open up at 3 o'clock for the ball and then it's going to start at 5. Nobody's not really up or, you know, recuperated to be out at a ball right then and there. The girls waking up, they got to wash up, got to get something to eat, start getting themselves together, preparing themselves for the day. So I think it should be either one or the other. And my honest opinion, after seeing last night that black party, that shit was horrible. I don't think that they should have it. I heard it was fab last year, but this year, that shit was horrible. It's like the way the club was all spaced out and everything and all these intermissions for all of this stuff. And it was just too much. And it wasn't like it was just actually the black party. It was two parties. It was two parties mixed in together. So it was just like, it was real crazy. I didn't see it.
Okay. I think that, you know, if there's some callers online, I would love to hear some suggestions or things that you guys think that would be better maybe for next year. You know, these are things that, like I said, this is trial and error. I think that Vegas is the perfect place to throw a ball, and that as far as atmosphere and being allowed to do what you want to do and have no curfew, I think that it's the perfect atmosphere to party. So I just know that things just have to – we just have to learn how to schedule things and make them a little – more feasible for people to do. So my thing is, people, please don't give up on Vegas, because Vegas is definitely not going to give up on you. That's a place where you can go and you can definitely enjoy yourself, whether you like club, whether you like ball, whether you like strippers, so whether you just want the entertainment of the celebrity that comes through. These are all things that you can always have to figure out how to mess this up. Black party should have been the night of the Tamar thing, with Tamar being a special guest and, you know, something like that. Maybe that could have been worked out a little better. The club night party should have been the black party with everybody together, you know, or, I don't know, something, you know, maybe something to that extent, and then the ball just be the grand finale, being because most of the people that are coming my time are coming for the ball anyway. So I'm thinking maybe
Or maybe next year, he should, maybe next year if he does it, he should have the black party start around like 8 or like around like 9 o'clock and then go into like 2, and then after that have another venue to have the ball afterwards, and then, you know, and then do that.
Have the black party before the ball.
Yeah, have the black party before the ball, because the girls that's coming for the ball is still going to come to the ball regardless of what time it is. They're going to still come because they're hungry to Vogue and to think and get their life. So they're going to still come.
Oh.
So he could have had the black party first and then had the ball afterwards at a venue, and then he don't have to worry about losing nothing. The girls is already out and they already dressed and they're ready. So now all the girls got to do is go, okay, the black party is over, the shuttle bus is going to take us back to our hotel. We're going to go back to the hotel. We're going to get our effects. We're going to get back on the shuttle bus and we're going to go to the ball. Because now they're already ready. They high, they up, and, you know, and they're ready to do their thing.
Right. And this is more of the feedback that I think that we would rather hear and that we need to hear. Because, like I said, as promoters, you know, like there's nooks and crannies. We're going to fuck up some shit ain't going to be set right. We have to learn how to please our people. We definitely want you guys to come back, and we definitely want you guys to be able to enjoy this. We're not happy about the ball being shut because there was no money made from it, and then there was no fun had from it. So we want to be able to do things to make you guys happy. So I would rather that people, you know, give us a little more constructive criticism than really get angry. And, you know, I mean, I can understand you angry because I can't stop you because a lot of money did, you know, because I'm angry about the money that was lost on my behalf. But please do understand that we do aim to please with this function. And that's not Joe. So not anybody. I'm definitely a pleaser. So, like I said, you know, next time we want to, you know, try to make it right. We're going to take suggestions and see what we can do to make things better and more feasible for everybody to be able to come out and really, really enjoy themselves. But it's the perfect party atmosphere. Am I wrong or am I right, Kelly? Is that not a place you can go and let your hair down and have a good time?
Yeah, it was definitely cute, honey. When I tell you, when I got to that hotel on Saturday, bitch, I gagged, honey. baby, because it was a club and a hotel and everything, honey, and it was packed, honey. And I was gagging. I was coming through there, you know, real angry, but all right, honey, and all the concerts in there done, and they letties and everything.
Yeah, it's just more, it's just a little, some things just need to be twerked a little bit, you know, better as far as time. But I think that if we get these times right and get the dates right and get everything set, Vegas could probably be the place to go nationally throughout the year, because at Vegas, like I said, it's just somewhere you can go and just really let your hair down and have a good time. And there's no time restriction on anything. Like, once you leave the ball, you can go to all these different places, continue to drink if you want, if you choose to. Or, you know, or just go and cut up the strip if that's what you choose to do, because it's you know, it's definitely a place that does not sleep, so.
Miss Alexis, no.
Bitch, I got a restraining order on
me. Alexis.
Yes.
So can you give us a story on who beat up Anthony in North Carolina, Anthony Revlon?
Well, I don't know, some boy.
They said he got beat again in North Carolina this weekend.
Yeah, it's a post in the Carolina ball group where some girl, she said something, Anthony must have said, she jumped on her and she said she didn't do nothing. The boy just beat him. I don't know.
Mm-mm. Anthony, why did you guys say jump on you? I'm gagging. Every time I turn around, somebody's jumping on Anthony. That's a mess, honey.
Mm-mm.
Stop the violence, raise the talent, honey. Stop beating Anthony. That's a new thing we need. That's a new slogan we need to go. Because the girls keep beating him. I'm glad of him.
Mm-mm.
Any boardroom tea that's going on, Alexis, that I missed over the weekend that I was going?
No.
Chill. I don't know. Hold on. Bishop, are you live on the air?
Question.
Yes.
Going back to Las Vegas ball, you know we just had that. They just had that North Carolina ball. With that North Carolina ball, you had people from Las Vegas that was at the North Carolina ball. Do you think that one ball can actually spoil another ball? And then on top of that, do you think that the major houses of the ballroom scene, do you think that if they're not at a ball, that it actually spoils the ball from happening also because of the competition?
Devon?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Okay. All right. The North Carolina, had the North Carolina ball, and it, you know, it was a shitty mess with the fights. But on top of that, babe, you had the Las Vegas kids that were at the ball also there. And, you know, this ball, you know, the Las Vegas ball never happened. So do you think that because of them incidents at that ball spoiled the Las Vegas ball? And do you think that if a major house is not at a ball, do you think that the ball can actually be spoiled and not turn out right because the one major house or a couple of major houses wasn't at the ball to give competition?
Okay. No, I don't think that the North Carolina ball had spoiled anything about Vegas, because those are two different atmospheres. I think people felt prevalently more safe in Vegas, because everybody knows that Vegas, you know, as far as Vegas goes, the police and stuff, the atmosphere is different. It's not particularly anyone's hometown, so everybody that comes to Vegas has to be able to leave Vegas. So you can't come out there and cut up on soil. Well, you can, but most people don't feel like cutting up on soil that's not their home soil. So I think a lot of people felt safe within that. I think that the question about if the ball, a major house not being at a ball, no, I don't think that it can ruin a ball. I just think that it changes the factor of a ball, because, of course, you have this house that's missing, but the ball, the show still go on, and the ballroom is not built on one house. So, you know, it just changes the outcome of what happens. Maybe because that ball's not there, girls that normally don't win or that or the girls that normally do win may not win that night. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to change. It just changes the formula. It's just like anything else. If you switch the ingredients, the formula will change.
It just seems like to me. It just seems like to me. I'm looking at it like I heard so many people in D.C. talking about, I'm going to this ball. I'm going to this Las Vegas ball. And then, I mean, this is even before the North Carolina ball. And then after that North Carolina ball, kind of people was like, I might not go. And then you had people that were still going, though. And I'm like, God, there's got to be something that happened. Come on, it's Las Vegas. Come on,
you know,
Las Vegas is, yeah.
I think that it may be a little bit of truth in that, because anytime something bad happens, I mean, it could have been an earthquake in Vegas 3 weeks before the ball, and that would make people decide they don't want to go to the ball. It doesn't even have to do with a fight or anything. It's just some people just don't like to be attached to anything that may seem tragic, you know what I mean, or have any bout of negativity to it, or have a, you know, make them feel like, you know, it's not going to be worth their money, you know, but... That's just, you know, that's in a way, in one retrospect or another, that's life. You know, you can't really, you know, say what could have happened or could have, would have, should have, because, you know, all we know is what did happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, some people also get scared also. They get scared to travel to Las Vegas. That's also.
I understand it. But wasn't me, truthfully, I'm me and a lot of people I talked to, they didn't really have that feeling about Vegas, because everybody, like I said, everybody was pretty confident that Vegas was going to be cool, because a lot of people just knew that people were coming to have a good time. Like, everybody wants to go to Vegas to party, because that is a party city. You know
definitely,
what I mean? That's
definitely
what you do. You go, even old people, retired people, anybody that goes to Vegas, you know you're going to gamble, party, and let your hair down and have a good time, just like the motto says, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And I'm sure, regardless of a lot of people didn't get to attend the ball and all that, but I know that these same people cannot say that Vegas was a bust for them. I know that they got out there and had some type of fun and enjoyed themselves. So, unfortunately, yes, the ball was bad. It didn't happen, and we'll work on trying to make things better. But let's not act as if you got out there and did not enjoy yourself, because that's a city that is damn near impossible not to enjoy yourself in. Unless you're
right, it wasn't a ball, but I definitely enjoyed myself as well, just hanging out, you know, gambling, drinking, and more drinking.
And just to see everybody, you know, from nationally, for me, to see everybody nationally from different places, we all meeting in one place, like I said, and it's nobody's particular home city, so we just all out here just really free. It's a sense of freedom when you're not at home, because, you know, you don't have to see a lot of these people again, and they can't judge you for a lot of things, you know what I mean? So, like I said, I think that Vegas is something, it's one to grow on. I definitely believe, you know, whether people believe in it or not, I think that it's something to grow on.
Yeah, because apparently Vegas must, the ball scene in Vegas must be hot. And because, I mean, everybody just kept on talking about Vegas ball.
Because it's the atmosphere. Vegas is just a party city. Like, it's not really just a ball. Like, I was telling people way before the ball even happened, when you come to Vegas, don't just come for Sunday. Come for the weekend, because you're going to enjoy the events of the weekend. If you get there on Friday, I guarantee Friday and Saturday, you're going to be – that's what happened with a lot of people. They were so partied out and pooped out that when it came time for the ball, they couldn't get it together.
That is
the truth. Am I lying, Rodney? That's one of the reasons people couldn't get there on time. A lot of people knew what time it was, but they were so partied out, they couldn't get it together. It's so much fun. It's so much to do. Going to the hotel, I mean, being in your hotel room is probably the last thing you end up doing. You're probably in your hotel maybe 20 to 15% of the time. You probably go there just to change clothes and maybe lay your head down for a couple of hours. But Vegas, you're partying the whole time. You're running around and meeting everybody.
Yeah, because I go to motherfucking sleep until 7 o'clock this morning. I had to get right back up, honey, and get to the airport.
I feel what you're saying. Last time I was in Vegas.
Right? Because you were having a good time, right, Kelly? Because if you were born, you would be in your
hotel room. I had a good time.
Kelly, ain't nobody else in the queue?
What'd you say?
Ain't nobody else in the queue?
Oh, we got, want to hear?
I'll
put you back on hold, Bishop. Hold on. We're going to get Marcus' take on the weekend. Marcus?
Yeah, Marcus! Where's Marcus? Oh, I don't know where Marcus at. Rodney must be boarded. Rodney must be boarding his flight. Marcus was on the phone lines. I don't know where he at, cause he was out there. But I see Marcus is a gambler, honey. Marcus wasn't at none of the clubs or anything. Marcus stayed at that casino, honey, gambling, honey.
Like an old bitch,
baby. Marcus, where you at, honey? Baby, he was Marcus is probably still at the tables. Hey, baby. So Alexis, what did you do all weekend?
I didn't do nothing this weekend.
No. How's work? How's life?
I'm making it.
Oh, I know that's right. Hold on, we got another caller. 919-758. You're live on the air. 919-758-5 on the air.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on? Who's
this? Hey, not too much. I just wanted to say that I hope that this is some type of epidemic where the kids are starting to pay the function, because I went to the Milan Ball in Virginia on Saturday, and when I tell you it was more fish patties and kids in the building that did not walk balls that came to the function than kids that walked balls, I was really over it. And for the first time in 2 years, I've snatched schoolboy. And, you know, not saying that I've never deserved it, you know, I always bring it or whatever, but I think that I only snatched because the kids didn't show up, you know what I'm saying? So it definitely happened somewhere else at a different ball on the same day. So,
what was the place at? What was the ball?
It was in Virginia.
Virginia. You said who was sponsoring it? Who was the host of the ball?
Diamond Milan.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It turned out to be cute, you know, as far as the atmosphere and the vibe, but as far as the show out, you know, the kids coming out to actually walk the categories, it was very nice.
Oh, my God, mistake. So, how was the ball overall in Virginia?
What'd you say?
How was the ball overall in Virginia?
Oh, it was cute. Like I said, the atmosphere and the vibe was very nice. The kids just didn't show up to walk the categories.
Well, maybe next time. Congratulations, Diamond, on your function, honey.
Yeah. That's all I wanted to say, Kelly. You put it back on mute, boo.
Okay. Did anybody know about the ball that happened in Philly? They had a ball. They had a ball this weekend in Philadelphia too. Baby, maybe we can find out what happened at that ball in Philly if anybody's on the phone line, honey, to call in and tell us about that ball in Philadelphia. I don't know, bitch. Y'all girls, baby, when it ain't nothing going on, honey, the girls be like, the girls don't want to call in and the girls don't want to say nothing, honey. I be gagging at the girls. Everybody has so much to say off camera, but they wait. Huh?
I already told you this how it's going to be.
Baby, everybody has so much to say off camera, but then when it comes to the camera and the radio show, nobody has nothing to say. That's the problem. Divine is asking you girls to call in here and tell them what can they do and give suggestions and different advice for next year, but nobody don't want to call in here, but everybody want to sit and read off camera and off the phone lines. Hold on. 818-605, you're live on the air.
I'm a woman.
Hey, darling.
Hi, honey.
How you doing?
Chilling.
So what's your tea on everything that happened this weekend?
I'm just listening.
Oh, you just listening. Everybody's just listening. I want to thank you for just listening, honey.
You're welcome. I love the show. Keep up the good work.
We definitely will try. Honey, that's all we can do is try, honey. Baby, oh my God. Chill. I don't know. Baby. So a private caller, you're live on the air.
When is it okay to cancel a function?
Devon Rodney?
I mean, I feel like, you know, if it's okay for everybody to travel a long way, you know, for a ball, and everybody want to be fierce, everybody want to be grand and show up when they want to show up, why is it not okay for the promoter to say, you know, not on my time, not on my money, and cancel their function?
But you have to. I don't think a function should be canceled unless it's something like, you know, like the venue got shut down or something like that. I don't think a ball should be canceled at any time.
That's my honest opinion. Especially when you have children that done flew 3,000 miles and bitches all took buses and shit for 3 days. Cause bitch, I heard girls took buses for 3 days, honey. Girls had motherfucking three connection layovers, bitch, to get to Vegas.
But it's like if you took a bus for 3 days and you know the ball starts at 8, you know, whatever time the ball's supposed to start, why are you still in your hotel room at 11:30, 12 o'clock? You know what I mean?
The girls were tired from the night before. That's the only thing I can say is the girls was tired. Because, baby, I know I was. I was, baby.
So, okay. Like we said, it's more of a scheduling thing because it's so much to offer. It's when he's offering you so much, everybody wants to do everything. And it's like you, honey, there's only so much that's humanly possible. That's what it comes down to from the feedback that I'm getting. It's only so much that's humanly possible. You can't go to all these different parties and then think your body is going to be up to par and you're going to be up to speed when it's time to make it to something that you're normally used to going to at a later time anyway. So that's something
like
that
we're
not going to be accountable for either, because it was definitely put out there and stated clear as day. You know what I mean? So.
Well, I mean, I just feel like if I travel such a long way, you know, a ball, that's what I came for, that's going to be priority, you know what I mean? I'll spend money on effects and plane tickets to get there, hotel rooms, whatever the case may be, that's what I'm there for, that's what I'm going to make sure I make it to. I mean, but everybody's different.
Yeah, everybody's different, honey. Maybe. So, I want to thank you for definitely calling in, caller.
Likewise.
Okay. 646-464, you're live on the air.
Divine, is there any particular reason why the ball is actually on a Sunday and not Saturday when it's on a holiday on Monday?
Is there any particular reason that the ball is on a Sunday? I don't think the ball is on a Sunday because it's to allow everyone to get there, you know, to party up to, you know, they kind of want it to be one of the last things to be done, give people time to, you know, enjoy themselves for the whole weekend and then go ahead and go to the ball as, you know, as a closer.
Yeah.
Do you think that Sundays are a bad idea?
No, I just thought it was kind of like different that it was on a Sunday compared to like a Saturday when it's not a holiday on the next day, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Well, because I throw the Legends Ball, me and Jeff, we throw the Legends Ball on a Sunday every year, but that's because it's 4th of July weekend, so usually that Monday people do it ball. So I understand that as well, but
right.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's one of the reasons why it's thrown earlier than normal, so it allows people to go and then be able, if you want to leave right after the ball and catch a flight, you still have time to do so.
Because it seemed like people just exhausted themselves on Saturday. Like Kelly is saying, like, people woke up, like, extremely late because they went to bed late, so they woke up later. So it seemed like people extremely exhausted themselves on Saturday night.
Yeah. The girl got out there wants to pop a Molly and start sweating, so what did you expect?
Okay, yeah. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. Hold on, we have another caller. The next caller is 443-509. You're live
you
on
really
the air.
Say it, or you want me to say it?
Hey, I had a question. I was just watching Vicky Gotti, and she was saying something about Dawn X Ebony being Mother Chanel. Is that true or false, or?
I don't know.
Well, I know Dawn's not on the show, so you probably have to ask her. She'd be the person to answer that.
Alexis Chanel.
Devon is a Chanel, right? Doesn't make Devon Chanel?
Yes, Devon is a Chanel, and so is Alexis.
Oh, Devon, you don't have an answer to that question for me?
Hold on, let me read it to you. They just sent it to me.
Did you verify your facts?
I'm looking at the first, Kelly. It says, I am number 37 on the top 200 charts. I beat out Beyonce, Chris Brown, Adele, Justin Timberlake. This is not a motherfucking game. Congratulations. I mean, he's doing something outside of the scene. Congratulations, Milan.
Well, I had a caller, honey. But somebody, I'm not even going there with y'all girls tonight because I'm tired, bitch. I'm not. I'll let the tea party take care of that tomorrow, bitch. I ain't going there. Hold on. 3-2-3
Hey.
She live on the air.
Alexis, you are fucking trying it tonight. It's too late for that.
What is it?
Don't do that. It's too late for that.
Listen, let me sit down.
It's too late.
Hold on, let me find this.
He did not beat no Beyonce or Justin. So like, now you stop your shit.
I'm just reading the post. Like,
Divine.
Come on.
Yeah.
You live in L.A. What's going on? Because Alexis is trying it tonight.
Y'all not
going to
make me feel like I'm the bad person.
Talk about, she said Milan don't beat Beyonce, Justin Timberlake, Chris Brown, and all these people.
Well, I haven't heard anything about that.
All these Grammy winners and nominees.
Well, there's one way to easily find out. All you have to do is hit the Billboard Top 200 to see if that really happened. It should be clear as day, correct? I mean, we all
I ain't even heard it on the radio nationally.
Baby, what I tell you, Alexis,
Alexis,
let me tell you
Alexis
something.
Alexis is trying to be messy.
Alexis, okay. I don't know why. I don't know. Wait, my computer is fucking up.
Google,
I don't know why you opened that fucking door, Alexis, because, baby, the girls was motherfucking sitting here. They wasn't talking, bitch. And I was about to end the show in a few minutes and have my ass asleep. Alexis, you done made these motherfucking girls press one mistake, girl. And now you know what this is about to turn into, Alexis.
Okay, well, girl,
open up that motherfucking gate and let them in.
The post is in the fucking group.
Okay, well,
Kelly. Let them in.
Oh, I'm about to open the gate. As soon as my computer come back up, because this computer is doing shows, bitch. As soon as my computer come back up, oh, baby, I'm about to let these motherfucking callers through, bitch, because they coming through, okay? Private caller, you're live on the air.
It's 1 o'clock.
Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
I mean, since people want to wake it up and stuff like that, can we talk about Mother Revlon getting kicked out of her apartment down in Cleveland?
Oh,
what? We're not going to talk about that.
Kevin, oh my God. Hold on, hold on. Let's see if we can get the mother on the line.
Hold on. We're gonna definitely put her. Well, I went in my computer. Call her. Don't go no place. We're gonna put you
on.
Kelly,
hold on.
We are superstar.
We're gonna hold on right there because Alexis is about to get Varna. And say, why y'all girls keep saying Varna keep getting kicked out of her apartment? This is the second apartment y'all saying Varna got kicked out of.
Oh my God.
This would be the third Kelly correction.
Oh, the third. Oh. I'm going to fuck y'all bitches up. The third. Miss A, what's going on?
Wait. I have the Midwest mother, the queen of my Revlon. She's live on the air.
Vonna, they said this is the third apartment you don't get kicked out of. What's the two?
First of all, I didn't get kicked out of an apartment. I'm in my home right now. So whatever faggot want to just sit on the phone and just say whatever they want to say, my face is the fuck they want to. Alexis can tell you that I had a really bad leak in my old apartment, so I'm still in my building. The only thing I did was move apartment because they changed my apartment from a leak in there. I'm still in the same building, same everything. So when I was on camera with you, Alexis, but I'm not in my apartment.
Yes.
So So for you girls to say whatever the fuck you want to say, Miss Thing, and whoever says third apartment, no, I've not been kicked out of three apartments. The girls just keep going on the phone and lying because the girls can't beat me, nor would they say anything about
the
girls.
The girls said you've been kicked
That's
out of the
difference. Huh?
The caller called it and
I'm
said
sorry?
You kicked the apartment. Then it was stated, oh, she got kicked out again. Why'd I keep saying she got kicked out of her apartment? This would be the second time. And I said no, the third, because the last time a child said, two apartments you got kicked out of. I don't care either way.
It's
I
the
told
same
we wasn't
child,
talking about
the same
it.
Child. It's the same fucking sick faggot that can't take me. I just seen the faggot, and I just seen the faggot the last weekend. If she was that boss, she should have beat me up. Or
call her out,
Bada.
Call her out.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and she can feel it if she wants to. I ain't never gonna get kicked out of a shit, bitch. As long as a bitch know how to stunt, a bitch gonna always have a place to lay her head. You better believe that.
Yeah.
Miss Tech, I need this information verified, okay?
Hold on, somebody.
Yeah, somebody please verify this information, girl, because y'all, the girls is worse than me, honey. Hold on, I'm waiting to, this computer is doing shows over here, honey. Bitch, I waited for this shit to come back up so I can go to this next private caller, honey. See what they got to say, honey. What? Alexis, did you Google that? Okay. Baby, I need you to Google that, Alexis, okay?
Can't you make up your own Google trail once you get on the internet?
Why y'all can't let me know?
Yeah, girl, why you playing, girl? Google that, honey.
Yeah, Mother Snow. Your shovel must have been down this week, and you low with your resources.
Hold on, private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on? This is Tatiana. I just wanted to say that the Billboard 200 is an album chart and not a singles chart. So that's false information.
Mm.
And there you have it.
Mm-mm-mm. Maybe he must have beat them out on iTunes.
Hell. Okay. Y'all kidding me?
What? I'm just saying. I'm trying to help. Wait, hold on. Somebody send me a message.
Don't tell the truth.
Oh, it's not the Billboard. It says Airplay. Somebody said it's not the Billboard chart. It's Airplay.
I said congratulations to Malone. For being number 37. I just read the post. I didn't say what list was
You could have just said congratulations, number 37. You wanted to stir up the mess. So then you added it to
it. I know.
He beat out Beyonce, Chris Brown. And you know damn well.
He posted it.
I'm a superstar. Ain't made it past motherfucking
listen.
Street level.
Listen. No, you didn't, honey. Listen. It is
what?
In the group that he posted it. I don't have a reason to lie.
It was a cute song, but baby, no shade. It didn't make it past street level. It didn't make it out the back of that Lamborghini.
Somebody just said ain't nothing to make it out that Lamborghini.
What do you mean? You talking about the Lamborghini Accord?
I'm not gonna sit here and play with y'all. Alexis, bitch. Alexis got the girls in my motherfucking inbox now and everything, Miss Tag, okay? Baby, these girls are going motherfucking ham right now, okay? Baby, you already know, bitch, the girls are gonna have a field day with this, baby.
Alexis,
okay.
If you don't fucking pull that up, girl, we gonna put the lotion on your skin, honey.
Okay, hold on. We got another caller. 814-431. You're live on the air.
That's my phone, Kelly, on the other line.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'll put you back on hold. 347-492. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, everyone.
What?
Huh? Yes. Is Vonna still on the line?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Hey, Vonna. I would like to know, for this caller or to call in all the time and just say that you've been kicked out of your house, my question is to you, who are you talking to that's going around telling your business? Because it absolutely makes no sense.
First of all, I'm not going around telling my business. First of all, it's not business because it's a lie. It's just a person who's trying to defame me because they came in not bad enough to fight me. That's the only difference. They said they'd only use a radio show as a kiki and a cackle to spread a bunch of false bullshit because they're not man enough to send them to me and get whooped.
Mm. Well, okay. All right, then. Well, take care and just be careful what you say and watch who you say it around, so.
Okay, thank you, caller. Okay. The next caller we have is a private caller. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, Grandma.
Hey, yeah, I want to know if Malone was a special guest in Vegas. Is that why the cherry didn't show up? And another thing, I thought we was going to raise the talent. How are you going to be a house mother and threaten to beat people's ass just because they talking shit about you? What kind of shit is that? That ain't leading by no example, goddammit. Get it together.
Well, Grandma, Milan beat Beyonce on the charts according to Alexa, so clearly I think he performed at the black part where everybody wear.
Kelly, do you see the picture Bear Juice just poked? I can't.
Baby.
You know what you did? Oh, my God.
I'm not entertaining these girls, honey.
On digitalaudiotracker.com, Milan is number 37. He beat out, once again, the likes of Beyonce, Chris Brown, Adele, Justin Timberlake.
Wait a minute. Am I still on there?
Yes, you are, Grandma.
Now, look at here. When he had that damn chat room, he had to edit all them damn people. We know people fudge numbers all the goddamn time. I don't even know what the fuck an airplane is.
Mm-mm. Girl, y'all need to stop y'all shit. Okay. Baby. Alexis, the girl's going to be reading all day now, honey, okay?
Well, I'm just giving the man some shouts out because he is truly doing something outside of ballroom.
Well, congratulations to him and his wonderful airplay career. But come on, y'all are really kidding me with this.
Jesus.
Somebody don't edit this boot.
So y'all really found it?
It's on his page. Oh, go to Digital Air. Hold on, y'all. Let me put this call on hold because this bitch about to get her feelings hurt.
It only got 1,041 plays.
It only got 1,041 plays.
I tell you the number of plays right next to the song. It says total airplay. It got 1,041. And it only takes 15 seconds to be accounted as an airplay.
So,
I mean, you could sit there and play and just play it all day for 15 seconds.
Oh, so you could play to himself.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying, Michi?
Yeah. You could play it yourself. That's why people call in and request songs on the radio. Sometimes it'd be the producers and the marketing team. Even if they just play it like twice in a 24-hour period, it's still good marketing.
I know, that's right, honey. Get out there, honey. Do the damn thing, baby. Do the thing. Hold on. Grandma, are you still with us?
Yeah, I was about to hit my pipe as that last caller put it into perspective. Hell, I done did that shit on some other crap. Hell, you can just speak on the damn shit and that number is counted. Ain't nobody got time for that.
What? You had Bob on the show? Child. That's crazy. Hold on. We got another private caller, Grandma. You stay right there with us. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Are you there, private caller?
I'm here.
Okay. Go ahead, private caller.
Yeah, welcome back, Kelly.
Thank you.
I'm glad you had a safe trip and stuff. Look, you mentioned earlier that Tamar Braxton was really giving the business to the girls.
Her attitude was just so nasty.
But that's surprising because she's always known in the industry to really be like, really be, you know, in terms of being really nice when it comes to the kids in the LGBT community.
I think it's because of her pregnancy. It was like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and she was up. But it didn't. Her vibe, and her, you know, and her attitude and energy, it wasn't giving what Tammy was giving. Tammy was more like open, you know, to being around the girls. The girls coming in her VIP section taking pictures, or coming behind the chair taking pictures with her. She just vibed in chemistry with the girls, like, you know, like she wanted to be there. It felt like Tamar didn't want to be there at all.
She should have returned her deposit
and her coins back to Mexican Joe and said she could have did it and had them book somebody else.
Just like Joe cast the ball and said he couldn't do it.
Oh, but
my,
you know,
God.
Often, Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly. Also,
yes.
Though, you know, when you're pregnant like that, like she could have been feeling it when she first signed the contract. And then as the day of the event,
yeah, that's what
she
I said. She probably
really
was something like this. Tamar looks like she's about 3 or 4 months pregnant. So I know Joe and them booked her. It had to be over a year ago when they booked her. She never knew that she was going to get pregnant, but it just wasn't given what I expected. You know, it just wasn't. And then it was like, you know, I was even supposed to do an interview with her and everything. You know, the Ballroom Throwbacks and them wanted me to do an interview with her and everything. But from her attitude that she was giving and everything, bitch, I told them I didn't even want to interview with her.
All right. Give her another chance. I think she's curious, give her some details. What did she do? It was just Divine.
You know how Divine, you be around somebody, Divine, and you just get like, you know, like how sometimes, you know, we go out to a ball, Divine, and we really don't want to be there, but we go because, you know, one of our girlfriends or somebody came in town or something, and we go out and we just there, but we really don't want to be there. So everybody that comes up to us and everything, bitch, we give them that attitude that we feel it because we really don't want to be there. That's what her attitude was given. And then Vince had to whisper over. They were supposed to take pictures and everything, and she was giving like she didn't really want to take the pictures, and then Vince leaned over the couch and said something to her, and then after Vince said what he said to her, she got up and she sashayed over behind to the chair where it was to take the pictures and stuff, but she really didn't feel like she wanted to take the pictures of the girl, but she did take them, but she really didn't want to take them, and whatever Vince said to her in her ear is what made her get up and go and take the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would chalk it up as her just being pregnant. She just wasn't feeling it at that time.
I don't know, baby. She was giving. Let me give you another prime example, right, bitch? Mexican Joe is the one that paid for her to come to the thing, okay? Mexican Joe had these two cunts. He had these two cunts that was with him. I don't know who the two cunts was that was with him, but he had these two cunts that was with him. He came over in the VIP section, honey, because the two cunts wanted to take a picture with him, okay? He paid for her to come there. Her manager and all of them said, no, they gotta wait till like everybody else. And he paid for her to come there. Yes,
okay.
And they told Mexican Joe and his two cunts that he had that wanted to take a picture with her, they had to wait. And he paid for her to come here, and they got to wait? No, bitch, I'm paying you. Bitch, I want these pictures with my two girls right now. But they got to wait. Oh, no, he has to wait like anybody else.
Oh, see, I didn't know all that. Okay. All right, well, thanks for clearing it up.
Yes. Hold on.
All right, have a good one. Okay.
I'm getting my computer.
My computer back. Alrighty, baby. Alrighty, I think the girls wanted that child to get red, Miss Thang, honey. I think it was a setup, honey. Somebody said they think it was a setup by Miss Alexis Clark.
For what?
For Milan to get red for the next couple of days because you know the girls are going to go in.
She probably did want to put a little lotion on him. Is that what you did? You want to give him a little lotion, Lexus? Did she, girl? Don't be like that.
Hold on. Marcus, you're live on the air.
Finally.
Oh. Hey.
Well,
what's
come on,
hello.
Where you been?
Where you been?
I was in Vegas.
I was too. I saw everybody.
Well, honey, once I got dressed and they gave me that news, I went back to the 15.
No problem. Well,
it was me, Shana Balenciaga came through. Hey, we got big.
Well, Marcus, you could give your recap, Marcus, honey. We gave what we gave, but you give your cap.
Okay.
Well,
I know you're from the city, honey. Now that alcohol out there, I know you had a good time. Come on.
Shout out to Joe and Tim to Touch. I had a really good time again this year. I'll be honest with you, it wasn't like last year or any other year. I don't know if last year was just a special year, but I mean, I think the mood was different. And I don't know if like people's money was funny, but like I don't know, like it just didn't seem right this year. Like everybody just seemed to be careful in what they were doing. Nonetheless, I had a good weekend, good food, good drinks, good liquor. You know, good weekend. I'd like to hear I would like to hear the explanation about the ball. Now, I would like to hear that. I missed
who?
Not the real reason, but like Devon, can you give the response, and then I'll go from there. Hello,
Devon. I think
hello.
We lost. Divine.
Did anybody come on?
No, ain't nobody.
Did they try to?
Ain't nobody really come on and say much.
I mean, I'm just trying to understand. Like, you hear Divine?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, now, can they explain? Can you explain to me again, like, what was the whole point of canceling the ball?
Okay. I'm going to explain to you how it was explained to me.
Okay.
The ball was from 3 to 9 o'clock, which was going to be able to be extended to 11, but not anywhere further. So when it started to get close to 9:15, Joe felt that it was no use to start it because all he would be able to do would be start statements and put everybody out. And the people at the venue would have wanted for them to extend from that point on an extra $2,500 when he had already spent a lot of money in making the venue. So,
I respect that. Let's stop there. Now, but why is there, like, again, I'm just kind of from the responses that the other host kind of gave, why were they beginning to then attack the patrons who didn't come on time? Because, I mean, I look at it like this. A ball is no different than a club. So if you advertise a club from 10 to 2, if the girls come at 1 o'clock, who cares? Like, they still pay to get in. Category, oh, well. But, like, at a ball, I understand why you kind of want a certain number of people there. But, like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, I get what you're saying, but if you wanted to have a ball, there were 40 people there. You could have had a ball. It might have been quick. It might have been over in 30 minutes, but you would have had a ball.
Okay, now, with respect to Joe, Joe's not a ballroom entity, so, of course, he didn't see it that way.
He's a businessman.
True. So, in business respect, I think he got frustrated and was just like, well, fuck it, I'm just going to go ahead and move on to the black party and let them wrap this up because
the lighting and people and stuff were there, and he did not want the lighting people to come in and just start snatching shit in the middle of the function if he did start it. You feel me?
I respect that. I mean, I understand the business decision behind it. I understand the business rationale, but the part of you committing to a ball, like, I'll give you an example. Thursday night, the club wasn't crowded. They didn't just cancel it. They just went on with the night, and it was what it was.
What's up, Bill?
Well, that's true. I mean, that's true. And these, like I was saying, these are things that we can definitely try to avoid next year by either changing the ball time, or not necessarily putting so many events in one particular day or so close because you gave them so much to do. You wore these people out. You wore them out. Like, people were just getting in their hotel at noon, and then the ball was supposed to start at 4 or 5, really no later than 6. And they pushed it to 8, and you know what I mean. So it was more of a technicality that just came out to be disappointing because it's like we gave these kids so much. It's like when you're in Vegas, you don't have no responsibility. So how do we expect them to be responsible?
And be on time for something, right? Like it's just not gonna happen. I respect that part, and I mean, I respect what the team did to kind of rectify the situation and what things did. I just kind of hope that, in the future, like, maybe the ball shouldn't be such a big part of the weekend anyway. Maybe, like, I still think people would come, even ballroom people, if the ball was like a mini ball deluxe or a mini ball where it could be over in 2.5 hours or maybe a rumble-style ball to where it's kind of quick and – because everybody is, the people that came, they are ballroom people, but they were party people too. So they would have come without there even being a ball. I don't think the ball makes the weekend. The weekend makes the ball.
I don't think the ball makes the weekend, but I think the weekend makes the ball is what it is.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said, Devon. So, right.
Party. And then, all the different... for one, the weekend and the city make the ball because, it's, like I said, there's so much to do in Vegas. Even if it was just come to Vegas and he didn't even give you a program, he just said come to Vegas and let loose and then come to the ball on Sunday, people would still do so. But he gave you a program. He gave you the different parties and different things.
Right.
So, but that
and even
a,
still
was,
now,
it
it's like so many of us here on Monday.
It's such a wild affair. You feel me?
Right, and there's so many of us here on Monday, it's like it's not even anything to do tonight. So it's kind of like a lot of people plan to stay to Tuesday, to fly back because they thought they'd be exhausted. And we're looking like we're twiddling our thumbs like, well, what is there to do tonight? I mean, there's stuff to do on the Strip, but not really affiliated with the weekend. So maybe they can take some of those additives that they have on there that are scheduled and kind of move it to a different, day. Because Sunday is an action-packed day. You get in late. On Sunday, you wake up and you go to brunch, then you go to the Hoover Dam thing, then you go to the ball, then you go to the after party, and, like, that's more things than Saturday or Friday.
There's no time to sleep.
Yeah, no time to sleep.
Have all no sleep anyway.
All the extracurricular activity people have to get into, you have to sleep that off.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly, what did y'all say about it?
What did I say about it?
Yeah.
Baby, I said it is what it is. I said a lot, baby. But right now, bitch, I'm so tired. I don't even remember, honey. That's how tired I am.
That flight wore you out?
Baby, I'm tired. I'm tired, honey. I was in the middle seat. I was in the middle seat with two Caucasian men sitting on the side of me, bitch, and that old man kept getting up out that window seat and going to the bathroom, waking me up out of my sleep, okay?
Get cheap. Buy exit row.
Okay. It wasn't even exit row. I was still in the middle, bitch. He still had to get up. Child, bitch.
You
I was
telling when you
nod, honey. I want to be in my nod sleeping. He kept waking me up.
Kelly, when you pay for your ticket, then you can smaller.
Excuse me, Miss Clark. Because my ticket was paid for, Ms. Clark. Don't do me, okay? I was not one of these girls that was on one of those three connection buddy pass, Ms. Thing, okay? Okay, I was on a direct flight on United.
Okay.
And I thank you. Straight from New York, straight from Newark, New Jersey, straight into Vegas, straight from motherfucking Las Vegas back into New York, into my car service to my front door.
So, Kelly, did you bring your entourage this time?
No, I didn't bring no entourage. I came by myself this time.
I was by myself this time, honey. No entourage.
And Kelly does not know how to play blackjack.
Baby, Marcus, we're not gonna do that, because you're gonna gag, Marcus, you would gag, Marcus, okay?
Would you end up winning?
No, Marcus.
You lost again?
I lost everything, Marcus. I went to the ATM and everything, Marcus.
You know what, Kelly? Y'all.
Marcus, I didn't even play blackjack this time. I was playing that game me and Rodney was playing, Marcus.
Oh, that horrible odds game. I told y'all not to play that.
No, Marcus, no, Marcus. I was playing, listen, Marcus, I was playing that game, Marcus. Okay? I still had what you gave me, and then I took $20 and won $145, okay? I got up because they said, okay, it's time to leave and go to the ball. So I got up, and I went upstairs to get ready, baby. I still had that money. I went to the black party. I went to the ball, went back to the black party, came back. That motherfucking table was closed, okay? So I was with my two daughters, okay? And they said we went to the roulette table, okay? Marcus, I was up $365, Marcus. The man told me, the man at the table, Marcus, said, I think you should just go upstairs to your room and, you know, and call it a night. My daughter is
fine. When they tell you to go, that means it's for you to go.
Marcus, my daughters is still at the table, Marcus. My daughters is still at the table, Marcus. And they is playing, Marcus, and they is winning down, Marcus. When I talk about winning, I get to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to take it. I'm going to play this little 65, and then I'm going to leave at the roulette table. Bitch, they took that 65, and then I just kept going and going. Bitch, then I lost, bitch. My daughters lost. Me saying, bitch, I lost $5, Marcus, and my daughter lost $4.
Oh my God! Y'all got bit by the Vegas bug.
Yeah, we got
no
bit by the Vegas.
I have no
baby, we was at that table. I was at that table, and I was asking the man at the table. I said, "Do y'all take iPhones? Y'all take stilettos? Because the bitch needs to play."
Oh my God!
No. Baby, let me tell you something, Marcus. Let me tell you how bad it was, right? Because you know it was after 2 o'clock. In Vegas, so you know it's like 5 something here in New York. So my bank is already on New York time. It was so fucking bad, bitch, that I was over my spending limit, Marcus. I didn't even have cafe to get to the fucking airport, Marcus, when it was time for me to leave, Marcus. I couldn't take no fucking money out the fucking bank.
Who?
That's how bad it was. That's how bad it was, baby. I was gagging. Baby, I said never again. I don't know what possessed me to go to Vegas and take my cards with me and go to Vegas. I should have just took the cash that I had in my purse and left my cards here in the house, and then it would have been done. I don't know what possessed me, you know, to do that. Honey.
No.
Hold on, we got a caller. Bishop, you're live on the air.
Oh, I didn't know I was still on air. I'm okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but overall, I had fun. When I lost my first, I definitely got to give a big shout-out to Marcus, because when I lost my first $250 at the blackjack table, Marcus went back to the table, and he won some coins, honey, and he gave me back $100 out of my $250 that I lost the first time, honey. But, you know, I lost it all back. But I enjoy Vegas overall. Even though I lost my money, bitch, and I came home broke, bitch, I enjoyed myself, you know, gambling in the casino and seeing all my girlfriends and stuff, baby, all that clubbing and stuff. I didn't see all of that clubbing and stuff. You know, I'm not a club type of girl, but overall, I had fun. Kikiing with everybody in the lobby of the hotel and everything. It was really cute. And I gotta give a big shout out to Antonio Blahnik, honey, baby. Oh, baby, that conversation last night was many things at that slot machine. Okay, big shout out to you, boo.
Would you do it again, Kelly?
What, come to Vegas?
Yeah.
If my girls is coming and they're going, I would do it. But if my girls ain't coming, I ain't doing it, because I can't do it by myself. Because, bitch, you know what? I don't know why, but my body is different from everybody else's. I can only sleep. Once I lay down and go to sleep, I can only sleep for like 2 to 3 hours, and then I'm back up unless I'm home. So everybody else, I was up, and everybody else was asleep, because, you know, these girls, they sleep for hours, bitch. So I'd be gagging, bitch. I'd be calling everybody's phone when I get up after my 3 hours, my 3 hours sleep, bitch, and everybody else still asleep, bitch, and I'm walking around, bitch. That's why I was at the table so much, because everybody else was asleep, bitch, from partying and doing their shit.
Okay.
Bitch, I'm not going to sit up there in the motherfucking room while bitches is motherfucking sleeping shit, bitch, and stuff. So I went back to the table. That's the only thing I don't like. Bitch, when I go out of town, bitch, I be ready. Get my little 3 hours sleep, and I be ready to go. These girls go out to the club and go out to the party, bitch, and once they get back upstairs, and they comatose for about 6-7 hours, bitch, just before they pulling it back together. Bitch, that's like a waste of trip to me. Honey.
Okay.
But overall, I enjoy myself. I have fun, bitch. I have fun. Honey, hold on. Y'all talk amongst yourself. I got that important call coming in.
Oh, Marcus, honey.
Divine, you see that? You see your picture in the group?
That ain't my picture.
Divine.
Yeah.
So do you think, being as you weren't so hands-on as far as marketing aspect goes and the full planning, that maybe didn't go as smooth?
I don't want to say that because I think that would be an insult to my partners, as if they weren't capable.
I mean, not from an insult standpoint. More so, you know, with you not being able to be. So not saying that they, you know, that what they did was not correct or wasn't enough or was wrong, but you know, it's, you've been doing it for like 3-4 years, so since, as far as I've been going to Vegas, I missed this year,
know,
as far as I've been going.
You're asking me, do I think that I could have made a difference with my marketing skills and the way I do things?
Right.
Definitely. Which was, and I felt guilty because it was my, you know, it was my fault because of my situation that I wasn't able to do those things. As usual, I wasn't really able to do my tour and, you know, and go, you know, get my girlfriends and, you know, and do my whole, you know, my whole shebang. I really wasn't able to get into things the way that I normally am. So I think that definitely has a lot to do with it. But in the end of the day, do I think that I could have gotten people there on time? That's something that I just don't know. I don't know. That's very questionable. Could I have gotten the crowd there on time? I don't know.
Okay. Because, I mean, you know, it came up kind of quick for one, and it really wasn't as marketed as majority of them have been. So, you know, it was kind of like, oh, Vegas.
Well, you know, it's different. Everybody has different marketing skills and reach out to different people. You know, I'm more of the girl's girl. So I'm out here, you know, I know all the girls. So it's like, I get out here, I'm out here with my girls. Like, you know, I'm a sales queen. Everybody knows that, you know, like, ladies kind of, especially with ballrooms, the girls kind of have a little more, we draw more attention at times, you know, and are paid more attention to at a lot of things because the boys are such a majority that they're usually, a lot of times they're overlooked. And, you know, and sometimes the women just don't really appeal to any crowd but the women. So, you
right.
know, I mean, as far as, you know, how I operate, everybody knows me because I think I'm more of the approachable out of all three of us because I'm not really cliquish. I get along with a lot of people. I have girls everywhere. So it's you know, it definitely was that particular aspect of the myth. And I'm the hood chick, so I'm like the down-to-earth bitch. Like, you know, like, honey, you'll see me at a ball and you're not afraid to come up to me and say, hey, girl, what's up? You know what I mean? Some people, you go look and be like, I don't think I'm going to talk to her because she's like, she want to read or she like her nose up or she not be
right.
nice. You know what I mean? So, it's you know, it's definitely, like I said, it's different marketing. We all have different marketing aspects. And those other, you know, Rico and Jamie and other people that were involved with Tinted the Touch this year, they definitely reach a crowd that I don't reach out to. Like, you know, because some people, I'm too much for them. You know, and right. So that makes that's the crowd that they may appeal to. I might be too loud or too hood or too ghetto or too much. You know what I mean? And it's like they're not ready for that. So it's like, you know, it was a fraction of the pie, but yes, it was missing. See what I mean? Which was my part. I wasn't able to bring my full glory to the thing. So, fortunately, that's just how it went. But
so did anybody try and, like, tell Joe, well, you know, give it a little more time, or was he just – his mind was made up pretty much? Being that he's not like a ballroom person. I'm just saying he's not like really a ballroom person like that, so he may not have really understood, you know, the protocol of it, even though it does not take away from the kid, from everyone being late to the function. I mean, we do have to start being there on time. I mean, for any ballroom function, just like you would for a football game.
But this year he was more focused on protecting and staying within his budget. And to allow that to go on further than what it was going to do, than it was originally planned, would have took him further out of the budget. You know what I mean? So he was not, you know, me. And mind you, some things didn't have the expectancy, you know, as, you know, like as Kelly was saying, maybe the party didn't have as many people as he would have thought it would have had, or something that happened on Thursday, they said it really wasn't too crowded, but then they, or Friday or something to that extent. They said Saturday popped off, maybe Friday didn't pop off or something to that extent. But, you know, so, mind you, this is a collective thing that they do over the whole weekend. So, you know, some of the, it's like, you know, if everything doesn't balance out, he doesn't want to end up in a full deficit. You know what I mean?
Right. And when you give him so much before a ball, like, I mean, you know, I really don't trip off of, even though, you know, I wasn't there, but like in Miami, remember that year in Miami, they didn't have no ball because we was all partied out and loaded to the moon. So wasn't no ball. The ball had got canceled the same day.
Right. Miami has been canceled like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, the same day, the day of the ball.
The
I've
same
been twice.
Day, exactly. Right.
Yeah,
twice.
But it was
been Sizzlehead one time. I mean, it never popped off. The only time it was actually cute was that one time they did like that $5,000 House of the Most trophy, and that was the night of the
right.
Club.
Yeah,
so,
but it was canceled. The ball in Miami was canceled hours before. It wasn't canceled when you pulled up to the venue.
But it was still the day of, though.
Well, I think you have to understand the business side of it. I mean, I understand why he did it. But I honestly feel like the category, had it been for a little less money, he would have went ahead and did it. Because the other part that we don't realize is that some people bought passes. So you don't know how many passes they sold. Some people came and paid to go for the ball and never showed up to the ball. Like, think about all those women that had no intention of going to the ball, but they bought a high roller fare. I mean, they paid.
Oh no,
there
was a lot of people brought
passes.
Those
women,
like,
those women was going to the ball because I was on the bus with them going to the black party, and they were gagging.
You know which woman I'm talking about?
What woman?
Well, I know some people really. Everybody that buys a pass, you know, they buy because they see the value in it, but they may have not had any intention of going to the ball. So I mean,
right.
You can't just because you saw 40 people there doesn't mean only 40 people pay to get into the ball, because that may not be the case.
Wow.
But I mean, I think some people went a little too far. Like, I would never support attempted touches in again. He's giving out his money. He's sponsored the categories of other people involved in giving out the money. You know, I'm just saying he felt as though. I mean, some people have made that call. This has happened before. This is not, they're not immune to this. This has happened before.
Right. And you pay way more money to go to Miami and get around.
Well, no, now Vegas was in the cut, and I think also hurt this year too. The flights were hands down the most expensive I have ever paid to go just about anywhere.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the flights were like they've been $800 and $900. The minimum was $600 for the last 2.5-3 months. So like they were high. Kelly, can you agree?
Yes, they was very good. Very. Honey, I was gagging at some of those tickets, baby. Baby, their tickets was gagging, honey. Like $1,200 and $1,300 round trip. And if you wanted to get you wanted to get something for like 8 and change, baby, you had connections and all types of shit.
Right.
Honey, baby, I heard the girls was motherfucking had 3 layover connections, bitch. Girls motherfuckers got on the bus and stayed for 3 days, bitch.
So how much did you pay for your ticket, Kelly?
What'd you say?
How much was your ticket?
My ticket was 6 and change each way.
$1,200?
Yes. $1,200 plus the $500 I lost on the table.
Plus your eating allowance, plus.
No, I didn't. The shade is, I only ate one time when I was in Vegas. That's the shade.
Oh, you was snowed in for real there.
I only ate one time. I went to motherfucker. I got this Saturday night. I went to the club Saturday night. I got up Sunday, and I went to McDonald's with my brother and my nephew, and I had McDonald's, and then I went to the store, then I got up today, and I came home, and I just got home. I only ate one time. I had McDonald's, and that was $9.50.
You went all the way to Vegas, and your one meal was fucking McDonald's?
Yes. Baby, let me tell you something, bitch. I want to try to walk no place. Everybody talk about, oh, it's closed, and it's bitch, ain't shit closed, bitch. McDonald's is right across the street, bitch. I went right across the street to McDonald's. I got me some McDonald's, honey. I went and I looked inside Denny's, bitch. The line was too long, bitch. I went to this other restaurant. I went to the Chinese restaurant. The line was too long. McDonald's was real quick, baby. I got my food, baby, and I walked back to the hotel.
It went
back
to my room. It went right up to caught your cab.
I need a large drink.
Where to a buffet?
Baby, those motherfucking cabs was ridiculous. Okay, baby, I went 3 blocks from the motherfucking Mirage to the motherfucking Flamingo, honey, and my cab was $13. Okay, baby, I wasn't trying to go no place. I stay real local, honey. I gave all my money to the Mirage.
Yes, you did. Kelly, $500 at least would have bought you dinner out the deal. It probably bought you a steak.
Okay.
Baby, what I tell y'all, baby, oh my God, oh bitch. But it was just so much fun. I really enjoyed myself. Every time I go to Vegas, because this is my first time ever going to Vegas for like Gay Pride. I've been to Vegas plenty of times, you know, for like to go. I always enjoy myself. I always lose money. I never win money in Vegas. I only win money in Atlantic City. Yes, but I like to go and enjoy myself. And I enjoyed myself overall, even though I didn't get, you know, to go to the ball to see the kids cut up, because I wanted to see the kids cut up, honey. I wanted to see Jasmine, ex-icon, now con again. I wanted to see her come out and walk for that 1,000 girls. Honey. Yes.
Oh,
welcome,
so the,
Jasmine.
So the girls were definitely in the building.
Yes, the girls were definitely in the building. We got to welcome Jasmine back to the house of Khan. She's back to being a Khan. She left Icon again. So welcome back to the house of Khan, Jasmine.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, she left
that
the house
quick.
Of Icon, honey.
That was quick.
Yeah, honey. Baby, I got the tea. She didn't see the leadership roles that's going on in Icon, honey. You know, she went back over to Con.
Well, no more Ashley votes for her,
honey. So, yeah, sonny. Ciao.
Michi, where were you this weekend?
I had to work. On Saturday, I was on call, and if I would have caught me a flight down there for one day and went, got no ball.
Now, Mitch, you know I'm about to be messy. You left the house of Ebony. They didn't come to Las Vegas, but then you didn't come to Las Vegas either.
What happened?
You know, that's the rumor that you left the house of Ebony.
I have a ball coming up.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
Everybody
got
a workout.
I don't
my
know
my phone ain't dropped yet.
But to answer your question, clearly that was not the reason. But never mind. But
inquiry minds want to know.
Oh, child.
Yeah. Oh, Marcus.
Yeah.
Marcus, talking to you, Marcus.
Who's somebody?
Chicken is talking to you, Marcus.
Oh, I'm not in a group. What'd he say?
Oh, shit. Oh, I forget.
Tell him to text me. No, I am in a group. But tell him to text me. I'm not by my phone. I'm downstairs getting some need.
Oh, baby. Early. He said,
let me try to check from my other phone.
He said text his
I'll check it.
Oh, so Michi's not announced Ebony no more. What happened, Michi?
You can put me back on hold.
I don't know. We don't want to put you back on hold. We need to know the team. So are you feeling it like Jasmine? You're not seeing the leadership qualities over there, so you jump. You left ship.
I know the leadership qualities, and he was a leader.
Well, maybe the high up leader. I need to know. I need to get an exclusive with the Ebony's, honey, baby, because, you know, it's a lot of eat going on over there, honey, baby. You know, honey.
It's a wonderful place. They're doing new things, new changes, and I just had to do a new thing and a new change.
You didn't see the new things and the new changes and stuff, and so
no,
you had to
that's
go.
That's not the case.
I heard Michi coming out Chanel.
You said what?
What happened?
I haven't
heard that tea, nor have I got that tea. So I'm confused. I haven't talked to Devon. Isn't that the person I would be talking to? She's on the West Coast, right?
I heard you got it from Fred.
I haven't talked to no Fred. Devon, you are cooking it over there. Y'all are trying. Put me back on hold, Kelly.
Nah, honey, we're keeping you right here, honey. No, Devon, you look good, Devon.
Okay, but you have to hand it to me, honey. I'm like, put the rest of the shoot up.
Yes, baby, I'm loving that dress, bitch.
Thank you. I was ready to come through. That was my walk-in, honey. I had a little something in my bag. Really,
you can't do it without the mustard. Without the mustard. Okay, perfect.
Okay, well, you know, we about to get up out of here, baby, because baby, we gonna let the tea party finish up tomorrow night, honey. And don't forget on Wednesday night, my legendary icon, Sister CEO of Sounds, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be here with the state of emergency. So, Michi, can you tell the girls good night?
Good night, all. God bless you.
Marcus, can you tell the girls good night?
All right. See you guys this weekend.
Alexis, tell the girls good night. Alexis must be going. Divine, tell the girls good night.
Good night, everybody, and good night, Michi Chanel. I can't wait to see you again.
I know that's right, honey. I am
the
legendary.
That's right. That is not true.
I am the legendary Kelly Hizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night when London, Jason, Mark, Amaya, Enrique, Tiffany, and the whole Tea Party cast will definitely be live on the air, and they will definitely give you a take of everything that happened this weekend in Vegas. And don't forget, on Wednesday night, my iconic sister, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be on the air for another State of the Emergency show, so definitely tune into that. If you love the negative, definitely tune into the positive, because the positive is definitely a joy also. I love y'all all for loving me, and have a good night, and we're going to take y'all away with our commercials. Good night.
The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Fem Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex
Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. Overall Father Tony Petrucci and Mother Kiki Carson presents the first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Many grants include 250 Butch Queen Face, the extraterrestrial, 500 Open to All Performance, the showstopper, 500 Butch Queen Runway, Junkyard Wars, 500 Team Sex Siren, Sports Couple of the Year, 500 Female Figure Face, the Leading Lady, 1,500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, Artist of the Century, as well as $1,000 to the house with the most points. The first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 p.m. Location, the Holiday Inn, Buffalo Downtown, 620 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Admission, $20. Tables, $100. This ball has been created for the people, by the people. Hosted by Mother and Father WNY, Mother Kiki Carson, and overall Father Tony Petrucci. For any details and information, contact Kiki Carson and Tony Petrucci on Facebook, or visit the event page for detailed information. Father Brandon Lovins presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boys versus Schoolboys versus Executives versus Legends. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m. LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl's Face. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve.
Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spade tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.